Welcome to Empowered Living with Brenda Pierce, the Empowered Nurse. Join us for triage of body, mind, and spirit with her inspired guests, author, speaker, healer, TV show producer, and host. Brenda brings guests from around the world to share their story of breakdown to breakthrough and beyond here on the Dream Vision 7 Media Network to help you live a more empowered and inspired life. Now, sit back, relax, and let's get on with the show.
Hey, and welcome to this edition of Empowered Living. I'm Brenda Pearson. I'm here to triage body, mind, and spirit, and I have an amazing show ahead for you. Remember always that the show is being featured on the Dream Vision 7 Media Network, so www.dreamvision7radio.com, and also that Dream Vision 7 is the media sponsor for the Omega Institute, just up out 90 miles outside of New York City. And you can go to eomega.com to check out their offerings, their workshops, and they have a full slate of live events again, back going strong right up until the middle of October. So do check them out. And also, too, please check out my website, www.brendapierce.com, for more inspiration and media that matters, because that's what we all need, more truth in the world, more healing and more inspiration. So this episode features the guidance and wisdom through pet intuitive readings with my guest, Sue London. She is a close friend and has amazing gifts. Her affinity to animals has given her great ability to connect. Do you have a beloved pet here or on the other side that you wish to really get to know what it is that they think or feel? Or what insights and messages does your fur baby want to share with you? Are they happy? Do they like their kibble? What are their insights? A little bit about Sue. You can visit her website, which is just newly launched. It's www.asksuelondon.ca. Sue was faced with devastating illness, abuse, divorce, and near death, and Sue chose to soar above it all. It was the love of her closest companion, her dog, that helped her to survive all these challenges. Sue has gone on to become an internationally known broadcaster and author, and her book, Soar Above It All, is her personal story. She has gone on to create children's books to help overcome the challenges of life, which they experience, and are now being given out by EMS personnel in her area. And she is helping the world through healing, through her intuitive gifts, and she really has something that she's launching here on this show. And you can watch for more episodes of Sue as she launches her own newly minted radio show as well. It's coming up very soon. And we're going to get a scoop on all that. And welcome to this show, Sue. It's wonderful to have you here.
Well, thank you so much. It's great to be here and talking to you again and to all our furry friends out there, both on this side and the other side, right? So we're in for an adventure today, that's for sure, right?
Oh, hey, you know, when we decided to put the show together, it was like yesterday, and, you know, the intuitive spirit of the animals are really, really pushing this to happen, and I'm so excited for what you are going to bring to the airwaves with your own show and your gifts of the intuitive pet readings. I'd love to hear a little bit more about that and how this all came about for you.
Well, I guess you could say this started really when I was a young child, and I was an only child. I spent a lot of time by myself, you know, the lonely only child kind of thing. And I had a sister, but my sister was a furry friend, and her name was Spot. So I would talk to Spot, and I felt her answering me. And I thought, well, everybody could do this. And I didn't understand that this was a gift or ability that was different, unlike what, you know, others had. So as years passed, you know, I would always talk to my dog. You know, I knew what was going on with them. And then I thought in 2020, I wanted to get over, let's say, an issue or a thought that I had that was placed from me from a grade six art teacher telling me I could never draw, and bring a book to class, don't waste her time. So I thought when we were in the, you know, the COVID lockdown last March, I would, you know, get over this and show this teacher I could draw, that anybody can draw, and put that behind me, because I knew it was holding me back. So I went on Skillshare and I took a class, and I was really drawn to drawing animals. I couldn't draw flowers, I couldn't draw houses, couldn't draw people, but all of a sudden I put my pen to the paper, and shockingly to me, I just started creating these images of these pets, and they were actually looking, Brenda, like the real drawing, which was shocking me, like my, you know, my starter drawing to go right by. And then what was happening, as I was drawing, I started drawing all our neighbors' pets and, you know, wanting to practice. And those animals, as I was drawing, were starting to talk to me. And they were giving me messages about, you know, what was happening or what they felt, or, you know, they didn't like this or didn't like that. And then it just seemed to soar. And then it's just grown and grown. And, I mean, as you know from your experience with Daisy, you know, what kind of happens, right? and it's just,
well, you know,
it's unfolding.
They have a voice, don't they? They really do.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. And you know, they hear you when you put them down. They hear that. They don't like that. And people need to know that, you know, I say that they're human, but they're not human, but they have the personalities. They do get their feelings hurt. They do want you to know when they're on the other side, they are okay. You know, often that they'll share with me how they crossed, who took them over, that they're okay, who they're with, you know, this kind of thing. Or they'll share, like, I'm with you, and you can, like, this is how you know I'm with you. So they just want their owners to know that they're okay, they are loved, and they are still with them, the majority of them, you know, and that they're whole and happy again. And that brings such comfort to those left behind and is the start of the healing process from the grieving for many.
Well, the thing is, when our pets leave us, they don't want to hurt us. They never left to hurt us. And I think that's a big thing in every aspect of life. It's easy for us to think, you know, that, you know, to get into a funk and, you know, and moan and grieve and everything else, which is normal part of letting go. But they really want to give us that reassurance, don't they?
Well, you know, it was really interesting because, you know, for your listeners, Brenda, you know the story with my dog, Rocky. Rocky was a Shih Tzu that I had rescued when it was 8 months before I was diagnosed with having Crohn's disease. And what was had happened, this dog was 1 year old. The owner worked in a mall and could not keep the dog going to work with her because the mall owner said no dogs were allowed in there. So she couldn't keep it, so she was going to put the dog down. And so when, you know, I being the animal lover I am, I don't want to hear a healthy animal gets put down, or any animal for that reason, right? And so this neighbor said, you know, you've got to take Rocky. And I will be honest and tell everyone listening that when my dog Spot crossed over, my mother had taken her to the vet, and I didn't know she was being put down. And I had that dog for 18 years. I got her when I was 2. So I honestly will tell you, I never got over that I wasn't there with her. I missed her. She was really my sister. So here comes Rocky, and, you know, this owner's saying, take this dog. And I had to think twice because I didn't want to feel that hurt and pain again. But I also, you know, after, you know, this neighbor convincing me, look, you're an animal lover, you need to take this dog. And when I heard that they were going to put Rocky down, I knew I had to take this dog. Didn't know what was going to unfold just a short time after. And this dog went on to save my life. When I was pregnant with my second daughter, Crohn's disease flared up. My weight went down to just 80 pounds. And the doctor said, make a choice. You're going to live, or the baby, and who's it going to be? So I'm a firm believer. Things happen for a reason. And I knew I was pregnant for a reason, and I would deliver a healthy baby. And I fired my doctor. I got a new doctor who was an animal lover. And he said, you know, the best medicine is your dog. Have your dog come to the hospital. And that little baby, you know, came to term, was born, and she's now 29 years old. And, you know, I couldn't have done that without that dog coming to the hospital and doing pet therapy with me. So that's, you know, my connection with animals is very strong, and they've really done a lot for me. So I'm just grateful that on behalf of all the animals, I can give that, right?
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, the affinity between owners that really know that their pet is a God-given gift, it's miraculous
right.
what can happen. And, you know, recently, when you were telling me about your breakthroughs and that you had really conquered the drawing piece of it and how the messages were coming through, you and I were working
yes.
together on your website, and you gifted me with a beautiful reading of my dog, Daisy, who is still with me. So the thing is, though,
yes.
these readings that you're getting are of animals who have passed, but are also just as strong for animals that are here and the connection and ability that you are able to tap into the inner soul of these animals, whether they are here or beyond, is just incredible and incredibly beautiful.
Yeah.
And I have to thank
you
for the beautiful reading that you gave me for my precious Daisy. It's so comprehensive. It's as if the dog was, you know, actually, you know, well, was, because Daisy tagged along with you for a number of days, actually. Isn't that true?
Oh, my God. My husband was saying, "Hi, Daisy Duke. How are you, Daisy Duke?" You know, he had actually named it, even though, for your listeners' sake, the dog's name is Daisy, but my husband had nicknamed her Daisy Duke. Well, then, I think, Brenda, didn't you say that you liked was that her nickname or something?
We do call her Daisy Duke a lot.
Yeah, and we were walking around the house, and she was with us, and she went on our walks to the park and everything. And, her energy is still with me because she's a pretty special little girl, for sure, you know. But, when you talk about the power of, you know, our pets and them hanging on for us, when it came to the time when it was time for me to say goodbye to Rocky, he held on for me for a long time, and he did not go until he had found his replacement, which was my husband that I've been with, you know, for 21 years now. And so an animal will not leave until you are ready. But saying that, you have to also look that, you know, animals will hang on for us. And somebody very wise said to me, you know, I was being selfish because I wouldn't let the dog go. And I was. I wanted that dog. I never wanted to lose that dog. But he was starting to suffer. And so, you know, I had to make this decision that came to the house. And I held on to Rocky. And as you know, Brenda, for your listeners, I also do Reiki. And I was holding Rocky, giving him, you know, the healing Reiki energy. And the vet said, "Okay, are you ready?" So all of a sudden, this just clicked in, and I knew I had to say goodbyes to Rocky. And while I was holding him, I looked into his eyes, and I said, "You know, Rock, we've been through a lot, and I really love you, and I let you go. And I want you to go into the light and be with, you know, your friends and our family and others." And as soon as I said I love you and I let you go, I kissed him on his forehead, and he crossed over within seconds. He didn't even need to have, you know, they give that final needle, but he was hanging on just for me because he knew how much love I had for him. So that just tells, you know, anyone listening that is struggling with, you know, do I do it? I'm going to let him hang on for my sake. They will hang on for your sake. And do you really want to be selfish and do that to them? And I say that in a really loving way when I say selfish, just so you know, because I've been there, and as everyone has who's had pets, right? So, yeah.
Well, it's really special when you have that intuition and you have that knowingness and that love, and you know that love is so genuine and unconditional. You know, it's like, you know, you can't imagine a relationship as strong as some of these relationships that these animals have with us. And like Daisy, myself right now, she's 18 years old and an incredible dog. And I know that I'm going to have that day with her soon. And, you know, and it's heartbreaking, but yet it could be a most magical time in your life.
Well, it's just incredible. Like, our dog, when Rocky crossed, we had a little Shih Tzu, Molly, as well. We always have two dogs at a time. My husband won't let us have any more, but, you know, then that ends two at a time. And so anyways, when Rocky crossed over, Molly became very depressed. And she was absolutely inseparable with him. And, you know, she would go to, you know, where he was in the room, he'd come and he'd be with us. And she'd point him out, you know, and talk to his spirit and that. And what happened after Rocky crossed, I just found it so incredibly painful, even though I knew what I knew and everything that I do and all that. And I turned to Molly. I said, Molly, when it's your time, I need you, please, to just go in your sleep. This is just too hard on me, too hard for me to keep going through. And what was interesting is that when I was doing my live radio show, Molly chose that time to cross over 10 minutes before I went on a live show on AM radio that I could not get out of it.
Oh,
it wasn't
great.
Like it was recorded or anything. And so what happened, I knew she had cancer for a year, but she never showed me her pain, nothing. And she had these growths on her. And then it was 10 minutes before this show that she showed me, she went outside. We have this ritual that, you know, get the dogs all outside, get them to have a pee, get them laying down, keep it quiet so you're not barking on your live show, right? And she came in and these spots had popped and there was blood everywhere. She was shaking really badly. And my husband called the vet and he said, it's time, you need to bring her. And, you know, Ross said, you know, it's time, like, do you want to say goodbye now? So I went on the live show and I said to my producer, you know, Molly's gone to the vet. And he's like, oh no, she's chose me to deal with you. And so, you know, I was kind of giving them signs back and forth, like messaging and that. And it's like, you know, if I can't talk or she comes to me, I'm going to just say take over kind of thing. Well, sure enough, during the show, we were about 15, 20 minutes in it. The whole space in my office got really cold and Molly appeared in the corner with Rocky, and she came to tell me she was okay. She was with Rocky, and she loves me very much. Now, you try doing a live radio show after you experienced that, right? So I had to explain the week later to all my listeners, like, this is what happened. And thank you for putting up with, you know, the two of us kind of going back and forth on that show. So, you know, but, you know, she honored that. Like, she knew it was going to be too tough for me. And I don't say that anymore. Like, I just say to them, let me know when it's time, and together we'll go through it. And we do. And we've lost, I've had seven go in my arms now. So, you know.
It's heartbreaking.
Yeah, but
least you know, like, so many of us don't see, you know, what you see, obviously, and yet many more of us are becoming more attuned, thank goodness, because of our animals. And, you know, and that you have this amazing gift to be able to share with people and give them that peace and let them know the truth. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and they do tell, you know, some really revealing things that only the owner would know, too. Isn't that right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. Can I share kind of what happened today before we started the show? Okay.
Yes.
So just so you folks kind of know the life of Sue London. What happened this morning, about an hour before, you know, Brenda and I started the show, my dog Molly, she came to me, and she was the one who kickstarted me into drawing and taking the class and, you know, getting me doing the portraits and all that. And she's kind of the one who's behind me doing this. And so she came to me very proudly and said to me that she's on the other side, and she was gathering the news that I was going to be on Brenda's show today, and that if any messages wanted to be heard, that this was their chance. So here's what unfolded. Three animals came through, and Brenda, can I share that now with your listeners?
Absolutely. You go ahead and let's let these animals have their peace. Yeah.
Okay. Well, and then they'll leave me alone too. So thank you for all of you for letting me do this. So what happened? The first guy who stepped up, he was a chocolate lab. And he didn't tell me his name because he's known for being a beautiful animal. He's a dog and chocolate-colored, emphasized big time. I'm chocolate and I'm beautiful. And he wants his mom to know that he is okay on the other side and all is well. But he just wants them to remember how beautiful he was because he wants to be known as being beautiful. And again, I'm not sure if this is someone listening right now or someone's going to listen to the archive show. You will know, he said, when you hear this. It's all about his beauty he wants to be known for. So that's from our chocolate lab friend. And then Snoopy, a dog, a male dog, Snoopy, white in color, almost looks like a Jack Russell, wants his owner to know that he's never left them. The pet they have now does see Snoopy. And by the way, that the pet that he has now really loves Snoopy, and they do get along. So if you see your pet now going into, say, a corner and wagging his tail, he's connecting with Snoopy. So don't think he's crazy. He's just showing you that Snoopy's there. So that was Snoopy. And then I had a cat come through, and I'm being told that someone has a cat right now, and they think that their cat is cracking up. That's the words she used. What's happening is that she's waving her paws in the air, and the owner thinks it's for absolutely no reason at all. But just so that owner knows, and the emphasis is the pet owner who thinks their cat is cracking up. I think you're saying that. My cat is cracking up. This is for you. What is actually happening is the owners had a cat before this one, and the two cats are playing together. So just know that when you see that, your furry friend from before is there and playing with your cat you have now. So, be kind, because your cat on this side now does not like being told he's cracking up. She does not like that at all. She feels like you're putting her down. So, acknowledge her thank her for acknowledging that, you're showing us that our friend is there. So, yeah, so that's kind of what came through in the last hour.
Oh, wow. Well, the funny thing is that when you had called and told me about what was going on at your house and that there was this menagerie of animals that were invading your space and how cold the space had gotten because of their spirits being present, that was when Blog Talk Radio or the recording studio actually let me create the episode. I had been struggling to make it go into creation mode, to hit submit and make it all happen. For an hour and a half.
This is
the synchronicity and the proof.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Well, it is crazy because here the temperature must be 90 plus with 90 Fahrenheit for Americans. I don't know. What are we in Canada? I always use Fahrenheit. It's very humid here today. Very, very hot. Very humid. I have the air conditioning on. Have it set at like 75, just that comes on when it needs to. I, about noon, had to put on a jacket, a furry jacket, and the dogs Gus and Marley were cold, and I put the blanket on them because, and they, of course, they're looking around like this is like a real show coming for them. Like they see them all in the on the ceiling and everything, right? Wagging their tails, it's like party time here for the dogs. And I couldn't get my phone to work, and it's freezing, and it was just like these animals were lining up. All my animals, so we're talking like 7 pets that I have on the other side were lined up, and they showed me they were cheering me. They were like cheerleaders cheering. So, it's just, I'm very grateful that I can pass the message on to the owners from their pets because it gives the animals such a sense of peace and relief for their owners to know that they're okay. And I'm just grateful that, you know, this all is unfolding as it is.
Yeah, exactly. So tell the listeners, because you know what, we're winding down already. I mean, this half hour has just flown right by. And tell people how they can get a hold of you, because this is magical and it's real and you have this amazing gift.
Well, thank you, Brenda. So I appreciate that. You can go to my website, asksuelondon.ca. If you do want to have a portrait done as well as a reading, you can just email me at getinspiredradio@gmail.com. And what I would need from you is a close-up frontal picture of your cat or your dog. And then I would start the process of drawing it. You would get a picture. Sometimes the animal may put a happy face, want you to know that he was really happy, and they have been known to put big happy faces on themselves in the portrait. I can't tell you, like, what to expect for yours. Expect the unexpected is what I say. And then I'll send you
absolutely
the reading as well as, I think that covers it,
and,
right?
Beautifully done, handwritten. I mean, you can't get anything mm-hmm. more personal than that. And what a wonderful gift, I mean, for anybody who is an animal lover. I'm sure you're going to get horses and other animals as well. You know, this is absolutely a wonderful, wonderful opportunity to announce that people are going to have to check out your website, find out about your new blog talk radio show that you're going to be starting, and taking live calls and readings and that sort of thing.
Yes, and I'll have that all
absolutely
on the website when it's coming soon. Yeah. So thank you for that, and thank you for everyone who loves their pets. And I look forward to talking with you many soon. Thanks, Brenda.
And, yeah, you're very welcome. And until next time, you know, stay empowered and be inspired. And do check out www.brendapierce.com for more wonderful information and media that matters. And check out Dream Vision 7. radio.com. Bye for now.
You have been listening to Empowered Living with Brenda Pierce. Visit brendapierce.com for more inspiration through her media, lighter living recipes, and transformational therapy. Join us next week for more Empowered Living and have a happy, healthy week.
Do you experience frequent headaches, sleep disturbances, skin prickling and burning, rashes, transient muscle and joint pain? Do you sit in front of your computer or under fluorescent lights for long periods of time? You could be experiencing electromagnetic sensitivity. Reduce the ravages with PEMF therapy. Just 8 minutes twice daily will calm your body down to healthy resonance and regeneration. Reduce stress and promote well-being. Find out more today by visiting www.pemfconsultant.com. That's www.pemfconsultant.com today.
Welcome to Empowered Living with Brenda Pierce, the Empowered Nurse. Join us for triage of body, mind, and spirit with her inspired guests, author, speaker, healer, TV show producer, and host. Brenda brings guests from around the world to share their story of breakdown to breakthrough and beyond. here on the Dream Vision 7 Media Network to help you live a more empowered and inspired life. Now, sit back, relax, and let's get on with the show.
Hi, and welcome to everyone. I'm Brenda Pierce. I'm the host of Empowered Living here on the Dream Vision 7 Media Network. And I want to remind you all that Dream Visions is the media partner with the Omega Institute in New York State. And please check them out and get inspired by their online and in-person sessions that they have and bring amazing healers and speakers and authors from around the world there. So be inspired and check them out. And I want to invite you all to check out my website, www.brendapierce.com, for connections to great books and inspirational reading. I will be launching my rapid transformational therapy training healing sessions in the fall. You can check out upcoming events where I'm speaking and sharing the wisdom of all the people that are involved in the Empowered Living Movement. And today we have Bob Tucker, who has been a friend of mine for several years, and he does amazing work called Creative Harmonic Solutions. The healing that he does there is amazing. We'll talk about my recent session with him. And I just want to tell you that this is a man who is really making a difference in so many people's lives. And where I live in Ontario, Canada, he lives in beautiful British Columbia, which is under a lot of turmoil right now with the fires that have been spreading like crazy through there. And I thank him very much for taking the time today to be with us. And welcome to the show, Bob.
Thank you very much, Brenda. It's wonderful to be here today.
It is really, well, I'm just thankful that you're able to be here, because I'm sure out in beautiful BC there is so much dust and smog and smoke in the air right now that it is taking a toll on people's, you know, their whole sense of security and wellness, isn't it?
Yeah, it was just even outside my window here. The wind has shifted a few days ago, and the smoke is just all the way through the valley here. And today is a little bit better. It's a little bit thinner out there, but I think it was yesterday kind of in the morning, especially it was smelling like a campfire out there. And the poor dog here that I have here, he's been wanting to go outside for a walk, but it's a little bit too hard on the lungs.
Oh, yeah. And this is the thing, is that there is so much out there that has been, you know, holding us back and keeping us stuck and creating a sense of fear around us. I want to let people know that this is an opportunity for wellness, that this session, that this part of our show is going to be about with Bob. And it's also going to be filled with some science. And I know we have to compress a lot in a very short time, Bob. But I would love for you to tell us a bit about what you do. I'll let you have the floor. And I would love for you to share how it started for you, because there's always a story behind every breakthrough. There's a story. And this is a beyond for you. So I'd love for you to, you know, just take it away and give us the goods.
Great. Thank you so much, Brenda. You know, maybe the great thing to do is basically start maybe a little bit with the story, and then we can kind of lead into then what I do. And what happened was that years ago, what kind of started things off for me is I was swimming down in the Caribbean, and I was hit with the Portuguese man-o-war, and a neurotoxin had gone down my leg, my right leg, and that's kind of where, you know, the nerve issues kind of started there. And that's kind of where my journey essentially started, and it got into blood clots and, you know, a bunch of other things in the medical system that I had to go through. And I know we had a little bit pressed on time, so what I'll do is kind of fast forward in the years. It just was important to kind of talk about the neurotoxin, and that, you know, as my right leg, I did go down further towards the foot, it would have less and less feeling until finally at the foot, you know, literally there was no feeling. Like everything was perfectly functional, just the feeling factor. So then I was on a camping trip one year, and ended up, I'm in BC, and then we had our RV, so we were on our RV trip there, and we're in Alberta, and I had my morning campfire. I figured, you know, I'm going to have one more campfire in here, and I was doing my thing with the campfire there, and all of a sudden I started to smell my my shoe, and my sandal was basically starting to smoke. And I looked down, and just in time for my foot to effectively explode. You know, it was already swelling really badly. So we ended up in the medical system there, and by this point, you know, I've been already talked to many doctors with the blood clot issues and that sort of thing, and they all kept on hearing, "There's nothing we can do, nothing we can do." And you know, this you know, technologies all the time, but they take time to actually be approved for use in Canada here. So that's kind of the story that I was always hearing. So I heard about this hands-on healer in Kelowna, and basically I was told in the medical system that you have to get home as soon as possible. You have to start treatments on your leg. Infection was setting in. So I was literally, you know, at this point, basically back in BC, and I had this big RV I'm pulling behind, and I had to stop for emergency room in every hospital. You know, I was basically told, give them this file, and you're in charge of your medical system. You're the proponent here, and you have to give them the file and explain things as they ask questions, if they have any. And basically, this nurse that was at the beginning of my journey, I still remember her words saying, "You're in charge of your health care. You're empowered here, and it's your body, and you make sure that you take care of this and take care of yourself to go down." She was just amazing. I just remember this empowerment conversation with her. So I literally got to a fork in the road, and it's like the right fork went the fastest way to go home. And then the medical system kept chiming in, going, "There's nothing we can do, nothing we can do." And I'm having visions of my leg disappearing, being amputated. And my brother calls and said, "I've been having visions of you having problems with your leg and losing your leg. You get to Kelowna. You know, you need to get down there." So I was like, "Okay, there's all the signs. It feels great. Let's go down there and let's try something new." And that was basically the beginning of the journey. And this leg that I'm still on now, not so much from the leg viewpoint, but helping others now, because I got introduced to this new technology and this light pad he placed on my my leg. And the doctor put a line on my foot and said, if the infection goes past this point, you get yourself into a hospital right away. So all of a sudden the red was, you know, creeping to that line. But then after the start with this technology, it stopped. And then the line or the red started to retract from the line. So that's like visual for me, seeing this working, this technology working, going, "Wow, no, this is interesting." And that's what kind of started the science part of it. It's because, you know, I'm scientifically oriented. My occupation back then was a software developer. So I was all into this science of it, like, what is making my body do this? This is fabulous. Like right before my eyes being rolled back. And then I get back home eventually and go to my family doctor, because that's what I was instructed to do. Give the file to my family doctor at that point, and then he would then take over. And he's looking at the file, reading through it, and looking at my foot and this weird expression on his face, looking back at the file. "How long have you been on those meds?" And I said, "Well, about 5 days." He says, "Oh, well, you might as well finish it off. I don't see a reason for being on the meds now, and I don't see anything in your foot that I have to take care of here, so I guess whatever it was is gone." So he gave me, of course, kept the file and like, gave me a goodbye and said, "See you later." And I walked out of there going, "Wow, the doctor is non-alarmed, and proof in the pudding that this is working here." And so then I bought one of those light pads, and that was proof enough for me. And then I got introduced to my subtle energy instrument that I use today with people. And, you know, that's been for 11 years now. And I just turned that around and said, "Wow, you know, if this works on me, what can I do with other people to assist them too?" And, you know, because I experimented with all myself first and it all worked out. So let's go and open this up to other people. And I learned the technology. When I bought this instrument, it also included the training with it. So you get 3 days training. So I went through that. And then I know we're kind of pressed for time, so I'll kind of fast forward. And then, you know, after a while of working with myself, then I was felt confident enough to start working on others and started to see the differences in them. And, you know, and now 11 years later in the mastery of it now, I can actually then get into the art. You know, you have art and science, so that the science of the subtle energy. So that starts to get into the service now. So I use someone's picture that is the energy witness of them. That's like their cell phone number to them. So they can be anywhere on the planet. Doesn't matter where. I've had people way over in Europe that I've worked with. It doesn't matter where they are on the planet. It goes through the planetary grid and also through quantum. That's in quantum. There's no space or time. So it's right, like as if I'm right next door to somebody touching them. And then with permission and cooperation, then this portal of grace opens and that gets into the art of it now. So then we have this beautiful connection with somebody. And then the science back to that, if I talk too fast, let me know. I just want to try to fit everything in our time period.
You're doing great.
Great, thanks. So then now the science of it. So what happens that, you know, when you look at two different people, they could have two totally different symptoms, but the origin of what's occurring could actually be precisely identical. So what I do is I'm going to origin. So what is it that actually is affecting that person? So I go through a two-page worksheet, and it goes through all the body, glands, organs, and systems to see what exactly is happening inside of the body. Every person is different. Then they will manifest symptoms, how they manifest symptoms, based on their physiology, their history, family history. You know, there's lots of factors involved with each human body. So I'm going with what is it, for your, like, for example, for yourself, Brenda, what is it for you that is unique for you? And then out of the that worksheet comes the lowest five performing organs or systems from the viewpoint of the immune system. So we want to tackle those first, because that is where all the energy of the immune system is going. Most of the energy goes straight to pain, if there's any pain. Then the body will then, that's a cue, right? And then the very next part of the cue then is the lowest performing organ or system. It's going to, especially if it's a critical organ, like say a heart or something like that, you know, it's going to be putting a lot of energy into that organ or system to keep it functioning. And then we have the top seven stressors, what are affecting you. In our modern age now, there's a lot more possible stressors, and I keep adding more in my kit, so to speak, as I'm testing with people. Some things can get rather exotic, but you know, everyone's exposed to something different into this modern world environment that we're in. And then now that I have this blueprint that we're going to now cover journey, now the harmonization process can work or can start. So then what happens then is that we have, say, the lowest performing organ. We kind of mentioned the heart, so I'll just, you know, maybe I'll just keep with that. So we have, say, the lowest performing organ is the heart. We have the top seven stressors. So what happens is in creation, everything in third dimensional, in this third dimensional system, is vibrating at a certain frequency. So that makes it a heart, that makes it a liver, that makes it a parasite. So what I'm doing is I'm tuning in to that person and then that heart, and then that's what we're working with. And then I start to then harmonize. So say, you know, I mentioned the word parasite. So I work with all known parasites. We keep adding, you know, as we need, you know, the new one comes out or new one's discovered or however you want to word that. Yeah. We add that in. So then now it's the full life cycle as well. So when the parasite first starts, we, you know, get eggs and et cetera, right? So it's the whole life cycle. And then we tune into the heart and parasites to see the intensity. And now we're into the science of it now. What is the intensity of that parasite or group of parasites? It only resonates the parasites that are within the individual's heart in this particular case. We match the intensity, and then in energy, because I work in the energy of the body, everything physical starts with energy, and then it manifests physical. So I'm working at the power source of these parasites, what's holding them into the body. I'm not working at it from the physical body. I'm working at it from the energy of the body. So I release, I offer harmonization then to these parasites, to now that they're now loosened up into the body. Some then just automatically leave the body because the milk has been soured. Others die. You know, everything's different inside the body. It's the innate intelligence of the human body takes over at this point of what to do with these parasites. And then what can happen is, like, my technology specifically that I use works with what's called switch polarity. I'm unaware of any other subtle energy instruments on this planet. Maybe another one will come someday that someone introduces me to, but in this moment I'm not aware of it that works with switch polarity. What that is that when your immune system is stressed out and a new stressor comes in, your body cannot deal with that because it's all stressed out about everything that's going on right at this particular moment. It looks at that stressor going, I'm switching your polarity. Boom. Now, it will never see that stressor for the remainder of your life, no matter what you do. So then it'll just flare up every year or every 3 years. And someone will say to me, yeah, you know, every year about this time, this happens. Well, that's that stressor maybe building up or the external environment overpowering. Then at that point, we get our flare. So what I do is I switch the polarity back. So now the immune system can look out and go, oh, I can deal with you now, and sees it. It's like if it doesn't even see it when the switch polarity is off. And that is where the magic basically kicks in. And the whole process takes about 2 to 5 days. You know, it depends on the individual. And I'm also a clinical hypnotherapist. So I took that class because, and hands-on, you know, I'm certified, because I wanted to learn about the human psyche. Because people can hang on to things for whatever reason. It could be an emotional loss, some sort of trauma that occurred, and that rears itself up. And then I'm able to talk the individual through that so we can release that trauma together. And then that situation that they're holding on to, that could be then from this disease or whatever the heck that we've started everything with, then it will then allow the release. So that is kind of in a nutshell, you know, basically the harmonization process.
That is incredible work. And I can attest, because recently, you may or may not know, to the listening audience, that I've left a 38-year career as a registered nurse working in the front line. And a lot of what's going on nowadays is the precipitator of me leaving. I've been doing all this broadcasting for years, but now I just made the switch, and I just switched into living my bliss. But the catapulting reason was a lot of what's going on now, and the pressures to do things that are against my ethics, and for many reasons. And Bob was very quick to offer. He had this little special going on to help healthcare workers and do some body harmonization. And obviously, I've been doing a lot of things like PCR testing, PanBio testing, the emotional stuff and stress of everything that's going on working in the front line of nursing. And Bob did a harmonization, and it was nothing short of miraculous, because I had been experiencing increasing allergies and allergic reactions and difficulty breathing from the long hours of being masked and shielded and working in the stress of the environment. And he did the session. My biggest thing was at the bottom of my lungs, I was having a lot of tightness, and it felt like congestion, but it really wasn't. It was more like a stiffness in my breathing, if that makes sense at all to anybody. But there wasn't like there was secretions or any fever or anything that would be symptomatic of the virus that is supposedly going around and affecting so many people. But Bob, I'd love for you to let you know that actually after you completed the harmonization, my breathing is easy. I do not take allergy medications now, which I have been doing for months because it was the only thing that would give me any relief. And, and I generally feel extremely strong and vibrant again, which I was not at the end. And luckily enough, I was able to make the switch in my career path. But a lot of people aren't able to, but I'd love for you to talk on our session that we had.
Yeah, for sure. Thank you very much for that update. I didn't realize that you had stopped that medication as well. And that gets us into the highest potential of the moment in a session. When I get that blessed connection with somebody, and that was the difference. There was always goodness that comes out of every session I do, but I'm talking about the magic when we get into something that is completely different and it's something that can becomes unexpected and complete allowance. And there was this beautiful connection that occurred between us, and it was just this feeling. And then I was just feeling the flow of everything in your body, and then you were just allowing the release. And that's the magic really comes in with the person I'm working with, you know, and like, I want to get rid of this. Like when I hear those words, and I can spend more time in my beginning part before I even start working with somebody to make sure, you know, I have that alignment with somebody, so then we can get into this sort of magic. And there's this feeling that occurs and this tingly sensation that occurs when I'm working with somebody that I have this blessed connection with. And then I just felt your body just go, ah, it's like this relief, the sound that comes across. But sometimes I hear a sound, sometimes I just feel it. With you, I actually have felt this ah type of sound. And I think, wow, okay, that felt really good from here. And that's when, you know, I sealed off the session, and that's when I get into gratitude for this, and so much more I give thanks.
That's beautiful. Yeah, you know, and to be able to do something. So like, I'm a Reiki master, so I'm very aware of the energy fields and the aura and how you can connect with somebody spiritually and physically and emotionally without even being in their presence. And what you do is so amazing in that you take that science of that and can do this on the subtle energy fields of another person, you know, halfway across the world is truly a blessing. And I would like to encourage people, we only have a few minutes left, and this session has gone by so fast, and there's so much information here, Bob. I just want to encourage people to connect with you, to check out your website, and let them know how all the different ways that they can find out more, because they definitely need more of this.
Yeah, for sure. Thank you. Yeah, so my website is creativeharmonicsolutions.com. I'm also on Facebook, Creative Harmonic Solutions. You can find me there as well. But the best way to get a hold of me is you can also send me an email. I also have a contact form on my site. So my email is bob@creativeharmonicsolutions.com. That was my software business. I almost flipped in there by accident. And then I have lots of ideas. I have explore ideas on the menu at the top of my page there on the website. And that goes through like all the different types of harmonizations, because we just talked about body harmonization. There's abundance harmonization, getting more of what you want in your life. So it gets completely out of the whole, you know, is this an organ or system? We're just getting into a workshop of what do you want, wording it properly for the inner conscious mind, and then going through a process then with the subtle energy instruments is custom harmonization. So you'll see other harmonizations as well. But, you know, it can be rather daunting. Like, I don't know what's in it, what I need for myself. And so people just, I prompt them just, you know, just send me an email and we can hook up a time that we can go on video chat or just on the phone, whatever, you know, is appropriate for the person. I have multiple different ways that we can talk in this world for technology. And we'll just talk through it, you know. And I find that with an interaction, all of a sudden somebody comes out with, oh, this is what, because someone got attracted to me for a reason, right? And they're looking through, and but the lower mind doesn't, it gets confused sometimes, right? So once we start talking about things, then it's like, oh, okay, you want the abundance harmonization. Oh, okay, well, I have a body harmonization package that would be good for you, because I have a $777 package, for example, that includes the worksheet. And then so for people that are in really good health, for example, we can have, you know, a more targeted, specific, you know, smaller package together. And, you know, it all depends on what people basically want to do. So the idea that I'm saying here is it's all in the spirit of free. What is it that we want to do together? And we just explore that. And then all of a sudden in the conversation, the inner conscious mind comes out with, oh, I want to do this. And then say, oh, okay, well, that's what spirit's telling me. Okay, excellent. So because that person, that inner part of them, just communicated to me. And that's the thing that I want to also mention. I honor that, and I only go with what's been requested. No sneaky business. It's all in honor. And what did you ask for? And then that's what I deliver. Because when someone asks a question, it opens a portal or they give permission for this, it opens a portal, and we're able to then have our magic together. And that's where, you know, we can start.
Awesome.
Just by going to the website.
That is absolutely awesome. So Bob at creativeharmonicsolutions.com is the website, and Bob is amazing at what he does, and I can't speak highly enough. And if you do contact him after listening to the show, let him know that Brenda sent you. And Bob will be more than welcome and happy to hear from you and to help you, whether you are in Canada, North America, around the world, wherever you hear this show. Know that Bob can help you and can do so with his Creative Harmonic Solutions. And Bob, I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart. Now, quickly, if you have any last words of wisdom to share, we just have 2 minutes left. We'd love to hear.
Yeah, it all comes down to self-empowerment, of the beauty of what somebody is. What is it that created them? What inside of themselves? What is them as the perfection of self? I'm looking at everybody and the perfection and the beauty of them. And that is what I'm holding in my hand. And anything less than that is the opportunity for release in whatever the allowable reality is. And then very magical situations, is even other magical situations where reality is completely altered. The human eye can see many much more things than actually is there. What if the veil was lifted? What kind of cool reality would that be? So also is an ascension. What is ascension for somebody? What is the highest potential of the moment? Can we work on an organ or body or system, but also bring up the vibration of the body so then spirit feels more comfortable in it and is an actual vehicle for what you came to this planet for, whatever that may be in your journey? That is the whole process. That is what the beauty of what is for somebody. And I do this all in gratitude and the honor of that being. And then at the end of every session, in the beginning of every session, I say, thank you. Putting my hands together, allowing the neutrality and the highest potential of the moment and the honoring of that being that I'm with. And for this and so much more, I give thanks.
So nice. So beautiful. Bob, you are truly a high-vibe guy, and I really appreciate you and what you do, and wish you continued success, and may this episode bring you some amazing people from around the world who are truly looking for that connection with you, and be blessed, and thank you for all you do. So right now, this ends this episode of Empowered Living with Brenda Pierce. And remember to visit www.brendapierce.com for more inspiration. Connect with Bob. I'll have a link up to Bob's work there as well if you can't find him otherwise. And just know that you are love and you are loved. You are blessed and you are a blessing. Bye for now.
You have been listening to Empowered Living with Brenda Pierce. Visit BrendaPierce.com for more inspiration through her media, lighter living recipes, and transformational therapy. Join us next week for more empowered living and have a happy, healthy week. Explore Reiki, one of the most popular energy healing practices in the world, at the Wisdom of Reiki Conference. Held at Omega Institute in Rhinebeck, New York, the Wisdom of Reiki Conference brings together leading Reiki teachers and authors to share insights, skills, and spiritual wisdom. Mention discount code DREAM for 20% off when you register for the Wisdom of Reiki Conference at Omega, October 1st to the 3rd. Learn more at eomega.org.
Looking for daily inspiration and empowerment? Then check out Empowered Living with host Brenda Pierce, bringing candid conversation and media that matters here on the Dream Vision 7 radio and TV network. Brenda's guests share stories of breakdown to breakthrough and beyond, elevating, educating, and electrifying. Catch Empowered Living with Brenda Pierce every Monday at 10 a.m. and 10 p.m. Eastern Time. Connect with Brenda for books, blog posts, and so much more at www.brendapierce.com. That's Brenda, P-E-A-R-C-E.com.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe. relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.